Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day, baby. And I'd be doggone if I wouldn't bring you my pay, baby.
Marvin Gaye, ladies and gentlemen, the great Marvin Gaye, bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and ageofthecustomer.com, which is the website for my new book, The Age of the Customer. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jay Meeks. Jay is Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Insperity, and Insperity.com. Full disclosure, they're my presenting sponsor. And I'm broadcasting live from the Insperity Invitational in Woodlands, Texas, hard by to Houston, and as I've been doing now for 10 years in a row, and we're having a great time here. It's all about golf and small business and the charities they support. But right now, Jay, I'd like to, and by the way, thanks again for the hospitality. Thanks for joining me today. I'd like to get your thoughts.
I think the audience should know that the conditions that you're here is you can't play golf while you're here.
I know.
Tear the golf course up.
That's the truth. Well, you make me play on a different course where it doesn't hurt anybody.
Yeah, right.
I told the audience earlier that you run a national sales organization that's as good as I've ever been around.
Yeah,
and so
fine.
Congratulations on that. You've been doing this now for 20-something years. And
I'm going to figure out one of these 20 years. I'll figure it out. So.
Well, I think you have figured it out. But here's the thing. You've seen a lot of changes from the old days when you and I were out there carrying a kit bag and selling on commission to now we got different kinds of customers. Customers have different expectations.
Right.
Salespeople, it's a different group of different generations.
Right.
Coming up. How have you made the transition from the old to the new?
Well, I think it's, you know, as you asked that question, I was thinking it's always about people. And, you know, the way we get our best people is we look at their character. And
character first.
And, I mean, people got a resume and a degree. I don't, you know, once you get out in the sales for a while, I don't care about degree.
Mm-hmm.
It's have you performed? Have you made a change in the environment in terms of your ability to sell? But it's always one to one connection. You know, your book, The Age of the Customer. Of course, we've learned so much through that. We've seen it. We've seen that it's so hard to see a business owner now. It's hard to get to be a business owner. In the old days, it's much easier,
mm-hmm.
you know. And because of their ability to research, the challenge, of course, is trying to get in front of them the information that's relevant. Right out of your book, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
The relevancy factor. Because they may be looking at or analyzing things, and they don't know what sometimes they're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Or they get misinformation. So to break through that relevancy barrier is as hard as I've ever seen it right now.
You've got to
be focused.
Yeah, and the thing is, you've almost got to work harder. In the old days, getting in the door was easy; closing them was hard.
Right.
Now it's almost flipped around, where the harder job is getting in the door. Once you get in the door, it's almost like you're anointed in some ways.
Well,
you might have to compete, but not with as many people.
Right. It's really the art of sales. In the science of sales, you look at the metrics, okay, you got this many calls,
yeah.
that many
yeah.
proposals, you know, all that. But the art of selling is, as you said, becoming relevant. And once you become relevant, then all of a sudden, it's like it is in our own lives
right.
as a consumer. If there's a something becomes relevant to us, then we get focused on it, listen.
Right.
Right? So I would say that that's never been that way. It's only been the last 10 years, probably, 12
yeah.
years.
Yeah, it's really changing, and it's creating a disruption for a lot of sales organizations, isn't it?
I would say so, yeah. It really is. And, you know, the speed of change now is so fast. It's almost like kind of breaking the sound barrier, you know?
Right. There was a time when you and I could go to market in January and do basically the same thing all year. We'd have to come up with something for next year.
Right.
But we could do the same thing all
right.
year long. Now, you can't even go a year, can you?
No, you've really got to have your ear to the ground in terms of listening to what's the vibrations. It's not something that comes at you and you got a publication, and you got all the publication. Oh, we got this, this, and this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really just having your finger on the pulse of small business, understanding how they think. I mean, we were a small business for a long time, and our heart is for small business. And so it's really picking up those vibrations to the extent that, you know, reading tea leaves, looking at smoke signals, whatever it is. But it is an art, I believe.
Well, and there's no question that the art, the artistic part of getting in front of someone is really important these days. But you can't just schmooze your way into a door. The part of the art is due diligence and it's connecting with people.
Right.
Because today people only want to do business with people that they like, don't they?
What's ironic, Jim, is we went through this age back in the 70s, and I was just a child. Of course, you were already an old man.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Already. Yeah.
Already. But back in the 70s, they kept talking about we're going to go to one standardized system. Everything will be standardized. Mm-hmm. It is completely opposite.
Oh, yeah. Everybody
expects you to know them.
It's all about them.
20 years ago, I could walk in an office and say, well, Jim, tell me about your business. What kind of business are you in? If I ask that question now, I'm out the door.
That's right. Yeah, before you get to the door, you have to have already proven to the person who's allowed you to sit in front of them that you've done something that's unique to them.
Right.
Yeah. That's
customized.
That's the relevance.
Customized program right down to prospecting. The one, and we have hundreds of thousands of prospects.
Right. Yeah. Jay, I got to wrap it up this segment. I know you got to go to do some other things. Thank you for being here.
Thanks,
Jim.
Thank
you for your time. Thank you for support of small businesses.
We're glad you're here, Jim.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Jay Minks, ladies and gentlemen, Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Insperity. It's Insperity.com. Be sure to check that website out. Also, don't forget to check out the tournament website. And I'm going to be right back as I wrap up my broadcast from the Insperity Invitational here in Woodlands, Texas. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.